And what's this proper podcast from the Devil of Detail? I'm Rob Paxton, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. Salford Devils were victorious on Easter Saturday, beating Lee Leopards 32-22. We spoke to Ethan Ryan, Joe Mellor, Oliver Parton, and Chris Atkin after the game, and this is what they had to say. Devil in
Detail. So I'm joined by Chris Atkin. Good win that. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, back on the horse, I suppose. Yeah, obviously Lee, quality side, very, very difficult to defend against, very good quality side in attack, and we've obviously done our homework this week to try and prevent them scoring, you know, as many points as they did, and obviously we outscored them in the end, and that made the difference.
Yeah, I spoke to you last week at Hull KR, looked disappointed, much more chipper today.
Yeah, obviously really, really disappointing. You know, we spoke about the cup being, you know, a real focus this year to get to those big games, and we're confident if we can win those big games, and you know, we just weren't ourselves, and that's probably the most disappointing thing, is that if we'd have lost and give our best, then sometimes you can take it on the chin. But to perform like that last week, we needed a response this week, and I think we did that.
Yeah, it was all about building momentum now, after this win. Got a big game next week against Castleford. Win that, win the next one after that, who knows what might happen.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's obviously week to week for us now. We go into the league thinking like top six, that's our aim, that's our minimum standard, and we go to Cass Street, and I think they put in a good performance this week in tough conditions, so they'll be up for it, looking for, I think, their first win. So we're going to have to regroup again on Monday and really go to Cass and perform well and keep building off the back of tonight.
How was it for you today? You played in multiple positions again?
Yeah, covering, I think, like loose forward, all over the field, but just nice to obviously get out there and be part of the win for the team and do my little bit of work and help, and still bits of areas to improve personally, so I'll keep working.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us tonight, and good win tonight. Well done. So we're joined by Oliver Parton. Good win tonight.
Yeah, really big win, important 2 points against a tough team in Rivals well.
Yeah, obviously after defeat last week in the Challenge Cup, important we got a reaction, we did today.
Yeah, definitely, it was a big one for us getting this win because we played so bad last week, and obviously we needed to turn it around, and we had a good week training, and now we've got the 2 points that we wanted.
Obviously Derby Day, big game, Salford and Lee. We've come out on top. Obviously we talk about momentum, don't we? Opportunity to build some now.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we need to do now. We just need to keep getting 2 points. We've got a break coming up, so it'll be important to get a win next week and go into that break in a good place.
It was a real tough game, obviously, down the middle, like you are, working hard. What did you make of today's game?
Yeah, it was a really good game. I thought it could have gone either way. I think we just defended a little bit better, and probably our effort areas were a little bit better than theirs, and that's why we got the win.
Yeah, obviously, Castleford next week, away, be a difficult app.
Yeah, definitely. It's a different type of game to get up for, but I'm sure the boys will be ready for it.
Obviously, you know, you're playing loose forward. Got competition in that place now. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have competition. I know I need to be at my best every week because obviously Joe Shorich, Chris Atkin can both play there, and they've both been playing well. So, yeah, I need to be on my toes and play well.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us today, and well done today.
Right, I'm delighted to say for the first time this season, I've been joined by Ethan Ryan. How good was it to get on the score sheet today, mate? You know, you made your debut, was it last week? You played OK, didn't you? Got back into the team now. You're good to get some tries on the board?
Yeah, it always is, mate. It always is, obviously. That were a big game today. Local derby and rivals round, so we knew we had to turn up and put in a good performance. So to help the team, obviously, in offence and get the win and score a couple, it's obviously really nice.
It's been tough for yourself because you struggled with injuries when you got here, didn't you? You're back full, obviously back full training now, but back fully fit now and raring to go.
Yeah, just a bit of a reoccurring injury for me. I had to get it taken care of in the off-season, and I did that and it's all fine now. So a bit of a frustrating one because obviously I couldn't go in with the team straight away and I had to miss the first few rounds, but been a while, to be fair, since I've put full game of rugby together, because obviously I didn't play the back end last year with Hull KR, so it's been a while, so probably take me a couple of weeks, but I'm just happy that I'm getting back in the swing of things.
Tries are like buses, aren't they? You score one and then another one comes along. Yeah. What was that one, your second try there? Was it just an instinct thing there, because that ball just seemed to drop, didn't it, and you were in the right place at the right time?
Yeah, we like to finish and contest kicks in that corner when Seedy comes round, so we've planned it, we do it in training all the time, we planned for it, so just to get round, and I actually didn't touch the ball, it hit me in my face, so a poor bit of skills actually turned into a fortunate chance for me to score, so it's hit me in my face, and it's hit Stoney's leg, I was behind him, so I played on side, and then just pick up and put down, but probably one of the weirdest tries I've ever scored.
Obviously, you've played in front of big atmospheres before. OKR has a massive atmosphere going there. What did you enjoy about that tonight, though? Big crowd here today. As you said, rivals round. Was it good to get in front of them home Salford supporters?
Yeah, 100%. And it were packed tonight, and the atmosphere were great. And they're the sort of the games you want to play, especially for this club in front of us. So I'm just happy that we've all turned up. We've got fired up and fired in. And I'm really happy to come away with a win, and then I got another 2 points.
You needed that after last week, didn't you? Really disappointing game in the Cup last week. What did you sort of say in training this week? They've been tough in training, or have you just got your heads down and forgotten about that?
Yeah, we needed a good honest review as a team and individually after last week. And we've had three big sessions this week. We've really been put through as paces to work on the mistakes that obviously we made last week. But I feel like we've reacted really well. We've bounced back. Still a few things, me personally as well, that I need to work on. It's getting used to not only playing on back on the other side, which I prefer, but getting used to how people play in the new system. So I need to learn quick, but I'm sure I can do that.
Thanks very much for speaking to us, mate. You enjoy the rest of your weekend and good luck next week.
Thank you, mate.
Joined by Joel Mellor. Good win, that.
Yeah, it was. We know what Lee can offer, a good attacking team, definitely. So, but I think we started the game well, and I think we just was able to maintain it, and we probably weren't at our best, but we still got the win, which is the main thing.
Sign of a good team, though. Don't play well, but still win, even though I thought we played better than last week, because obviously last week was a disappointment, but we bounced back.
Yeah, we did. I think we put that one away straight away, especially with the Challenge Cup. It's gone now, can't do anything about it. Concentrate on the league, and I think the way we started, everybody had a good reaction from that, and hopefully we're just more of the same.
Yeah, and you were back out there after injury. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was good. It was really nice. Been training for the last couple of weeks, so to get back out there, especially, I was a bit nervous, really, just for my first game of the season for a new club, but yeah, really happy.
Obviously, got good competition there, Mayborough, Chris Atkin, yourself, and our hooking department is a top draw.
Yeah, it's very good, I think. And we're all upfield at one point tonight as well, so it's good.
Castleford next week, obviously win tonight, win next week, we could be looking at playoffs.
Yeah, if you look at it like that, but I think we'll just concentrate on Cast next week and then see what comes on the back of that.
Now, have you settled in at Salford?
No, I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, come late, I can only come in December just before Christmas, so, but no, I'm really enjoying it. I just feel a part of it, which is nice.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us today, and well done.
So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Red Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.